Good morning. I'm glad to be with you. My name is Terry Smith, and it's a pleasure for me to be back here at First Baptist Church in Edmonton. The first time I came to your church was in 1994, and your pastor at the time, Gary Nelson, had asked me to bring God's Word, and I told a story that I had just heard, well, to be truthful, secondhand, maybe even thirdhand, about the incredible growth of the church in Nepal, and how God had moved in a miraculous way. And at the end of my sermon, an elderly woman, and some of you may remember who this person was, for the life of me, I can't recall her name. She came up to me after the sermon and she said, "Pardon me, young man," I was flattered, "pardon me, young man, it wasn't quite the way you told the story." And I thought, well, who is she to tell me about the growth of the church in Nepal in the 1950s. And then she introduced herself to me, and she told me that she was actually one of the very first missionaries in Nepal, and she knew the story way better than the secondhand or thirdhand account that I had received. And ever since then, I've always been intimidated when I speak in this church, and so I expect some fact-checking to go on at some point during this morning. I am really glad to be here. Your church has been an important part of the life of Canadian Baptist ministries, and for that I'm incredibly grateful. We all are grateful. All of the directors, our executive director, Jennifer Lau, joins me in thanking you all, and those who have gone before you for the years, the decades of faithful support, prayer, and the missionaries who have been raised up and sent up from First Baptist Church around the world. Of course, these last few years have been rough years for global mission agencies. COVID has been this ridiculous disruptor. Our partners around the world had to stop doing the things that they had anticipated doing, and they had to find new ways to minister in their communities. And we as an organization subsequently had to find new ways to stand with them and encourage them and bless them and support them. But I am amazed by how our staff around the world have been able to continue to serve faithfully with our partners. You know, CBM was, taking a little credit, so here's a fact you can all check. CBM was, to our knowledge, the very first mission partner to work alongside churches in the city of Wuhan in January and February of 2020. When there was word of a virus spreading in the city of Wuhan. And suddenly that city was locked down. But pastors in Wuhan knew that they had to find ways to minister and provide food for the neediest people in that city of Wuhan. And they reached out to CBM through intermediaries and asked if we could provide support, and we did. And at the time, none of us thought anything was happening and that our lives were being. That is exactly what happened, and I am grateful for those early days when we've been able to find innovative ways to care for our partners. Our seminary partner in Lebanon, Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, discovered through the lockdowns of COVID that there was actually a different and an even far better way to train leaders for all of North Africa and the Middle East, and they moved their entire program from a residential kind of come-to model of theological training to distance learning models that have had a huge impact, and their student enrollment has grown. So all around the world, we're grateful for that. But I have a special word of gratitude that I'd like to share with you from someone who is dear to this congregation and who is incredibly grateful to this congregation, Patty Notcher. Patty is one of the field staff of CBM that you have supported faithfully. And when I told Patty I was going to be here with you at First today, she asked me to read this note to you. Dear brothers and sisters at First Baptist Edmonton, first of all, thanks for taking time to hear this short update. How quickly time passes. It's amazing how we are already in the second half of 2022. And the projects that work with children, adolescents, and young people, Casa Amistad Jiri and the Fundación Emmanuel, have gradually resumed activities after winter break. Because we are facing a fifth wave of COVID, some schools are still in virtual classes, and some others resumed only now face-to-face classes. In the Chagas program, visits are constant. Since the long-awaited honey harvest transpired in the first quarter of the year, we are still in the process of selling the honey. Over 200 kilos of honey have been sold already. It's been good to support this part of our work, and even better to see the joy of the community members who see the results after taking care of their hives. 60 houses have been renovated to prevent the spread of the Chagas disease. These first semesters, all the coordination was made, and now families are working, renovating their own homes. Although we have not had teams from Canada, this year our partner, Obatis, has implemented a pilot volunteer program, and we are already seeing a group that has traveled to help with the renovation of homes. It is a very nice group and represented two cities in Bolivia. Likewise, I'm very excited by the group of youth from Cochabamba with whom we are reflecting on faith and work. Every area of our lives are important to God, and work is no stranger to this. There are 8 young people, and we meet weekly. Without a doubt, another very exciting part has been the possibility for me to be able to serve as a program officer now in CBM. I'm getting to know much more from the partners in other countries, such as Guatemala, El Salvador, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic. It is a nice opportunity to be able to serve our communities, but from another angle. May God continue to bless you at First Baptist Church in Edmonton. So friends, thank you for standing alongside Patty. Thank you for continuing to pray for and to support the work of CBM. We continue to be partners with you in God's global mission. You'll hear more from me.